And we're back in the duck call room. Welcome, folks. It's been a good, fun weekend. Si, I heard you had an interesting weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a real nice weekend.
What'd you do?
And I don't know if y'all put that up there or not.
Oh, yeah. They get it
that
up there.
That is Wounded a Warrior's Heart.
Warrior's Heart.
And hopefully I got it right. I say it's a ranch, okay, with a staff of doctors and people that help our veterans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Deal with the scars and trauma of war. Okay, so I met them and actually, you know, said a prayer to the Almighty for them to help them in their own road to recovery. Okay, and told them that, you know, appreciated what they did for our nation.
That's right.
But it's a cool place, okay, and the staff is cool and the people are cool, our veterans.
So then what'd they have you there for?
Huh?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I just gave them a charge.
To make change.
Warrior's Heart. That's pretty cool.
No,
that's awesome.
It is. It is. And they're great, and any donation will be accepted. And I think you could probably look it up, warriorsheartmaybe.com. You know, I'm not a technical person.
I got it right there.
Yeah, look on the TV.
Look on the TV.
Oh, you got
there
it?
You go.
I'm way ahead
well,
of you
see,
there, boss.
Well, there you go, JD.
We were just making sure that you were giving the people the right information.
Well,
is warriorsheart.com. He is
there
correct.
You go.
Okay. Well,
.com, baby.
Well, good work, son.
Well, Si, I got it. So, yeah. You just went to San Antonio, which ain't that far. How'd you get there? Did you drive?
No, we flew.
You flew?
Ooh. Yeah.
No,
we ain't driving. Well, I'll take it back. I fixed to drive to Hearst, Texas here in October.
Who was with you?
Philip McMillan.
McMillan was with you?
Yeah, my handler.
How'd you go through? What'd you do? Go through Houston? Go through Dallas?
We went through Dallas, Fort Worth.
Did you?
And then when we come back, it was a miscommunication.
Yeah.
And a misconnection.
Oh, you missed your connection.
Yeah. And then I was 9 hours layover.
Nine hours?
Yeah.
You could have drove here twice.
Well, no, I know. But anyway, hey.
You were in the Dallas airport for nine hours?
9 hours. And look, somebody took a picture. Took a picture of me and sent it to Al.
Took a picture of
you? Yeah, I'm laying down behind a bulkhead.
What was you doing?
I was tired.
You tired?
You were just
sleeping? I was tired, so yeah.
He was
me a nap.
So all you did was sleep in the
airport. But the best part was I woke up and got bored.
Yeah.
And Philip had gave me his earmuffs.
Really?
And he had some good music on.
Yeah.
So look, the fans in the airport got a free show from yours truly.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. And they said they enjoyed it, too.
So what would you do if we told you we had a video of said free show?
Oh, well.
That somebody sent in video of the free show from the airport.
Well, I'm just saying, one woman there when we landed here in Monroe last night at 10:30, she said, hey, I enjoyed the show. Enjoyed you singing. You through for the night, or you going on? I said, well, I'm liable to get in my recliner and just break out again.
So we have questions. We've seen the video. Yeah.
So I have a friend who is a pastor buddy of mine, and he said, your boy Si's in the airport screaming. And I said, well, send me a video.
And?
Well, hey, here they go. No, what was funny, Philip was right in front of me.
What were you singing about a cigarette?
And so he only sends
whatever, there's a song that's got a cigarette in it, is all I know.
So he sends me this 5-second video. I said, no, please go back.
We need more. We need more.
So
then we get a good layout here.
Well, no, because look.
Now we really know what's happening.
Yeah, because you got to understand, Philip was right in front of me for a minute. Well, when I started singing, he tried turning the music off, and I just kept going. So he done that. He turned it back on, and he left. He went over to the next place that you leave from.
Terminal?
Yeah. We was at 30, and he went all the way over to 28 over there on the other side of the building. Yeah. So I'm just belting it out.
So listen here.
Look, don't let me get bored, because if so...
You can't go anywhere,
watch
son.
Watch this move right here. Oh, hey!
Baby.
It's like he knew he was being videoed. It's fantastic.
I never saw whoever done this.
Well, technically you did because he just walked in this podcast room before we got
one ago?
Yeah, that's my buddy Jeffrey.
That was the old homie done it. I can't believe homie done that to me.
Oh, we
yeah, he's a preacher too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And so that's just you. So is that what you do?
Hey, that's just me being me.
There's people everywhere ask me.
Look,
is Sal really like that?
Hey, I finally looked
at another video.
Look, this place was crowded when I first got there and laid down.
This is when he was on that Bob Seger band here.
Hey, yeah.
What was he singing?
Against the Wind.
Against the Wind, boy. It's a good one. Hey, that's a good one. The other one he has is...
Against the Wind.
Yeah, and the other one is, hey, here I am again, up on stage, playing Star again. Turn the page.
Against the Wind.
Against the Wind. That's how they end it. Against the Wind. Quite often.
Yeah, about 7 times.
Yeah.
I counted it.
Yeah.
And when you walked into my office today, I was actually listening to Against the Wind on Amazon Music trying to count how many there were.
I love it.
That's amazing that you just hang out.
But hey, this is what I do. Look, I made the whole airport on that end of it. They all left. I guess they didn't like my singing. But hey, guess what?
Shocker.
Guess what?
What?
Ask me if I care, JD.
I know you don't, baby.
Well, there you go. All right.
So you were just having a good time sitting on the floor.
Look, I got bored. On a 9-hour delay, you know, and it was the fault of the airport.
I do want to say something.
I thought I'd let that, in there.
That's what I'd have said.
So how is it the airport's fault?
Because we sit on the runway for about 20 minutes saying, there's some disconnect at the Fort
DFW?
Yeah.
Well, I have a question, though. I need to tell the listeners, he had a 9-hour layover 4 hours from his house. You could have been home.
No, it ain't no 4 hours, JD, unless you drive like Andretti, 140 miles an hour.
Like you?
Don't drive by.
Well,
don't even start me because, hey, somebody got stupid in front of me again, folks.
Motor speed,
and I got to repent of road rage. Okay.
See? So, God, and Texas Motor Speedway is further, isn't it?
You got to go past the airport.
Well, hey, look, it ain't no 4-hour drive. I go to see my daughter over there in Fort Worth, right outside of Hearst.
This is in Dallas. You got to remember, there's a lot of cities in that city.
I'm just saying how far it is from here to the racetrack.
I'm just saying it's only with a premium Bucky stop. You're no more than 4 hours.
Bucky stop.
You're no more than 4 hours and 45 minutes.
I
don't want to hear it.
I like for that to happen just so I can go to Bucky's.
Absolutely.
And just stink that rental car up with all the beef jerky I can imagine.
Oh, get me a brisket and a sausage sandwich.
Hey, they got good sandwiches over there.
Lord, Bucky's. Bucky's come to West Monroe.
They have
please.
Got everything.
They got Bucky's, that big old container with them round cheese balls.
Boy, look, if somebody from Bucky's decision-making crew is listening
I've got a spot.
We've got a large area by the Ike. Downing Pines Exit. We'd love to have you.
We would love to have you
in West Monroe, Louisiana.
Good location for you.
It would be the best place ever.
It really would.
I'd stop
there twice a day on my way to work and on my way home.
I don't know that I would stop there as often as that.
I'd build duck calls.
Because it's a little bit of a road trip.
But
you would build duck calls there?
You need to repent.
But here's the deal. For $6, you can get a brisket sandwich there.
Ooh.
That is better than any other brisket in this town.
Okay, but that's not.
And it's $6.
That's a low bar, though.
But you can't eat lunch that cheap in this town.
Unless you have Jay Stone cook one.
Well, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying to stop and get the meat.
We don't know how to do barbecue here in West Monroe, Louisiana. Speaking of, I'm going to give a shout out real quick. Me and Willie spoke in Longview, Texas, and we were there, and they brought us
barbecue.
They brought us something called
that's 3 hours away.
The Country Tavern in Longview, Texas. George Bush apparently used to go there, like stop his plane just for the barbecue.
Mm.
It was the best brisket I've ever had.
Mm. There you go.
How do we get on brisket? Oh, right. Bucky's.
Yeah.
Bucky's.
Well, how do you not get on brisket?
I mean, how do you get off of brisket?
Yeah, that's a real question.
That's the question. How do you get off of it?
That's exactly
But they're opening more Bucky's.
Yeah, there's a few in Tennessee. You got one
Georgia?
Down there on the Redneck Riviera, Georgia. They're going right past us. I don't appreciate it.
That's right.
Yeah, we need to get a phone call with Mr. Bucky himself.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll help. I don't know what it'll take, but I'm in.
I'll call the mayor.
Yeah, I'm in.
I can Google her office number. We got a great mayor. She would help get a Bucky's here, and I'll never vote for anybody else again.
Yeah.
We need a Bucky's. You should put out a commercial, Si. You've got power.
You gonna pay me?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Everything about money with you.
Like, oh, yeah. Hey, well, hey, you got to pay the worker, boys.
A worker designed his
wages. That's biblical.
That is biblical. He ain't lying.
You feed the donkey that treads the mill, boys.
Well, boy, we got a prize one, I'm here to tell you. Oh, yeah. Well, let's take our first break. We'll be back right after
this. I fell right into that.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hear any crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
That's it. Yeah, I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, Junk organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
Some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get monster day?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nut. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nut.
They're delicious.
You weren't really on key.
I don't hear that.
Well, he's never on key.
The singer has the option of whatever key he's singing. Yeah. That's what the song goes in, boy.
The band's
got
to catch up to it.
So he's right. The singer's got
a
the key.
A good musician
to the
will keep up, okay? Trust me.
Okay.
In the jailhouse now, in the tune of
Hey, that's an Elvis hit song.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
That's at the end of Lonesome Street, whatever it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Lonesome Street.
Yeah. He got it almost right.
I messed it up.
That's close to old brother.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
No, that's not. That's the Soggy Bottom Boys.
I know. And at the end of Soggy, at the end of that movie, he goes,
in the jailhouse now, in the tone of E, boys.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Rambling.
That's good.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Johnny Godwin, folks.
Steel and Rob.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
They'll give you $5 for singing in that can.
In that can, boy. That's it, boy.
We should start a singing podcast. I believe they call that radio, but would you ever live perform?
Well, since it was four of us, yes, I live perform.
On the podcast? If I got a guy with a guitar in here, would you?
No,
because there ain't no auto-tune in here.
No,
so.
Ain't no auto-tune. I love it. Hard to break this over your head.
Don't be telling him secrets.
I mean, I could go record an album with auto-tune. Why would you? If I ever had to play live, I'm in trouble. I'm going to be found out.
Oh, no, hey. People don't realize the people that do this for a living.
Anybody could do it.
Oh, no.
That was your words, not mine.
No.
Please change this.
Look, you have no idea how much junk that's got to be in your head to do this and do it good.
What?
Okay. Yeah. The front man. Okay.
Oh. Si is the front man.
Well,
so
I was
the
front man.
Yeah. Mm. He was definitely lead. Because that's for sure.
Yeah. Because you got to interact with the crowd. And sometimes if you get to interacting with the crowd, then you forget what you're even up there to be doing.
That's why I told you.
You just start having fun and having a good time like I was at the airport, boy. I was laying there having a blast.
Which is why I said you should have been the next Ray Stevens.
Well, hey.
You'd still be doing it.
Well, I had an opportunity, and it was not handled right. It's my personal opinion, which that's like a, you know.
But look, you let me take you.
Two elbows, JD.
Look, there's two places. You let me take you to Branson, or you let me take you to Dollywood. And, buddy, you about to get paid.
Well, hey, Branson, Missouri.
Well, hey, let's go to Dollywood.
Well, hey.
That's where Dolly's at.
I don't think she lives there. I just think,
yeah,
what is Dollywood?
Hey, Dolly Parton's place.
Up is there like roller coasters?
Yeah, outside of Knoxville. They got all them same kind
Tennessee. They got all, it's like Branson.
Pigeon Forge, that whole area.
Yeah. Mm.
We need to go to an amusement
park. It's in the Tennessee Hills,
time.
Boys.
Yeah. That would be fun.
You know where they have all them little
would
side
would you ride
shows?
A roller coaster with me?
Nope. Exactly. I don't do roller coasters.
Why?
Go.
I think you'd be a lot of fun on
although they make me sick.
He's taking enough years off his heart. He
don't need
anything
look,
else.
Yeah.
I like some roller coasters.
I went
running
to,
up and down things. No, no.
I went to Six Flags last year, and I thought I was still a child, and nobody was there because of the pandemic. And you had to wear a mask, and it was 150,000 degrees outside.
And it wasn't nobody there.
They're like, well, you're wearing a mask. It was kind of silly rules. So you could just go on a roller coaster and then look at the line, and nobody was in it, and go again.
Roll it again, boys.
I've never woke up in so much pain in all my life.
From trying to hold on?
No, just from going on roller coasters that much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then.
Well, it's dangerous.
Then we went on the. Dangerous?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It's not dangerous.
Oh, okay. That's your idea. Okay.
He's still here.
That's your
but
opinion.
But then we went on the Judge Roy Scream, the old wooden one.
Ooh, that one's rough. It'll hurt you.
I felt like I got out of a boxing match with Muhammad Ali, and I just needed. It was the most painful experience of my life.
Huh.
So there's an age where you can't ride roller coasters anymore. You might be there.
You got to ride.
I was there. I was there when I was young, JD. I ain't into roller coasters.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of them. Mainly because when you're my size, you don't really fit in that seat so well anyway. So you got a lot more travel between you and that bar. And like your knees hit things.
Oh, yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
I mean, you do. You walk away from there like
it's a
battered.
Yeah, it's a painful ordeal.
I like roller coasters.
I do, too. Yeah.
And but, I don't have a need for speed either. So, like, I mean, my life is pretty well.
Hey, he's got the need for speed.
I
so
got the Gama. Need for speed.
But I didn't ride roller coasters from the time I was like 5 until junior high because my mom made me ride Space Mountain at Disney World when I was a kid, and she put me on the front row, and it's dark in there.
Oh, it ain't that ain't nothing.
And I screamed like a girl because
scares
you couldn't see, and then all of a sudden you're going down. I don't like them dark roller coasters. Yeah.
I had the stars in the sky.
I'm just saying, a 5-year-old on the front row of Space Mountain is scary. It messed me up for a while.
I know something else I scared.
Now we know what's wrong with him.
My mom.
He was scared as a child.
I just texted you a picture to show something.
Oh. Nope.
Hey. My wife sent me a text message.
I know what he's probably got in the picture.
What?
The gross
snake, probably.
I don't know. It's not coming through, Mark.
Hold on.
I'm looking at pictures of Dollywood. I really think we should go.
You should have it now. I ran into one of Si's favorite critters on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm going to put it up on the screen.
I ran into one of Si's favorite critters while I was fishing on Friday, walking the bank.
Good gracious sakes.
I ain't even going to lie to you now.
There we go.
That one made me jump a little.
Whoa.
Is that a rattler?
That's a rattler.
Yeah, that's a rattlesnake.
Okay. And what were you at?
I was fishing, walking the bank of a pond.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He ain't got no tail no more. We done got rid of that.
Yeah. I'm out.
Look at that big old thing.
Boy, he was a good one.
There's a roller coaster for you.
I got a good story about
you. You know how I got him? Now zoom out a little bit.
With your foot?
You see that? You see the end of that fishing rod?
Yeah.
I beat the snot out of him with that.
You tear the rod up?
I tore my reel up. I bent the handle on my reel. I was so mad it ended my fishing day. I done caught like 7 or 8 off a frog.
It was worth it.
Oh. Well, I mean, yeah.
I actually done that once, swam across, not a, but a cottonmouth, big cottonmouth.
Yeah.
fishing one day, and I threw out there and hooked him. They fight good.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, no.
You got to take him off.
No, you caught him.
No, I didn't. Once I got him up around the bank, cut the line, and let him go. I didn't have a gun.
So you gave up your cricket? Mm.
I gave it whatever that fishing with.
Oh, yeah. No, I
don't fool with snakes.
I looked around for a stick, and I couldn't find a stick. So I looked at my rod. I said, well, we're going to find out what you made of, son.
Hey, but here's the deal. We was coming home in Alabama when I owned the place up there, and they're cleaning the barn at the bottom of the hill right where my driveway starts.
Uh-huh.
So, look, they're pointing in the middle of the road. They done scared a big rattlesnake out of the barn.
Ooh. Done flushed him.
Yeah, and told me, hey, skid on him, skid on him. So I slide on him, you know, back off of him, and they go up there, and the guy, you know, cuts his head off. Then he said, you want these rattlers? I said, no. So, hey, he cut the rattlers off.
Says he's got enough rattlers.
He cut the head off, cut the rattlers off. My son gets out of the truck, and he's got a pair of old leather boots on, and he goes out, and he steps right in the middle of the snake's body, okay? And guess what happened? Where the head used to be, pop that boot, big bloody spot.
Yeah.
I said, hey, even without a head, they're still going to try to bite
That's
you.
Why you're noticing that one. There's a size 13 securely on that one's head.
On his head, yeah.
Securely
on that one. I just run.
No, you can't run. I like fishing there. I didn't want to have to worry about him again.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. No, that's a place I frequent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh, no, you got to kill him. You know, it's like that commercial, the spam commercial. Got him in the nose. Got
look, it. I'm a big believer.
What?
The spam commercial. You got to hit him in the nose. Yeah. Got to.
Don't knock it till you fried it.
That's right.
But I'm a big believer in not killing things that I'm not going to eat.
That's a good
Except. For venomous snakes, where I could be tromping around in that in the dark.
May have to come back to there.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't look for him, you don't see him.
I wasn't looking for him when I found him.
That's right. And he didn't like finding
I heard that all too familiar sound of zzzz. I said, oh boy, where is he?
Yeah.
And then I got him out of that grass and got him up on that road, and that's when.
Oh,
that's when bad times have come his way.
He got the beating of his life.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just don't – I'm not into killing things for sport. If I whack him, I'm going to eat him. But a venomous snake is a different
one. That
one
there, that's a different deal.
I call that self-preservation.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I ain't getting taken out by no snake.
I would prefer not to, but I realize also I'm around them a lot.
Well, I'm shocked that none of the Robertsons, since we stay in duck blinds all the time, I'm just – it's a miracle nobody's got snake bit.
Oh, it
Where is.
Is
my shoes? Yeah.
They're in my office.
Oh, they're in the office, boys.
Yeah. I saw them whenever I left out of there to come in here.
I just realized
I
didn't
almost
have
choked.
Where is my shoes?
I just noticed I didn't have them on.
Oh, man.
We need to dive deeper into that.
Well, hey, we can dive there. As soon as we get back from this break, we'll be right back.
I need to know why you don't ever wear shoes. Are we going to talk about
Goblin?
Why?
What? Why you hate shoes?
I don't know. I just don't.
Have you got
like shoes?
Have you got bad shaped feet, Goblin?
Bad shape?
Yeah, like my brother.
Oh, he's flat footed as they come.
Oh, okay.
Look at that toe now.
His arch left
Gross.
The chat.
Oh, whoa! Okay.
I can't even see it.
Okay, now.
That thing come off here.
Oh,
wait! Time out. That last time we was talking about lizard people, right?
Lizard people.
I'm here to confirm Godwin's got scales on his feet or something.
Uh-oh. No, he's got scales, boys.
Well, don't put it up. That right there. That looks like scales.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
He's got scales.
Hey, get out of here. I don't like feet, man.
Them things were really flat.
He don't have a fetish, is what he's saying.
No, Godwin's got like a... What kind of boat is that? Like Gator Tail makes one flat bottom.
Oh, flat bottom.
That way you can just made for running over stumps and stuff. You can just kind of go over them without getting caught. That's what Goblin's feet is like.
I got a duck foot.
What are you wearing, sandals?
No, you ain't got a duck foot.
Yeah, I was wearing flip flop.
You ain't got webbing. Okay, so you ain't got.
No,
a duck
I ain't
foot.
Got webbing.
Well, you ain't got a duck foot.
It's just wide.
I just really like
Triple
socks.
Socks.
Comfortable ones, yeah. Absolutely.
Even uncomfortable.
Nah.
You can't breathe if you wear socks.
I'm with Martin on that.
Some socks are a gar.
Yeah. You can't breathe if you wear socks.
Nah, it takes all your air, boy.
Uh-oh. I can't wear them then.
Wait, what?
I got.
How does something on you? How does something on your feet take your air away?
I don't like long legged britches.
Well, I knew that.
I'm with him on that.
I understand that because your legs ain't long. Well, hey.
No, they're not.
Hi-yow!
That's like old no legs, cameraman.
Yeah.
Old no legs. We're back on him.
No legs have legs, everybody.
Phil nicknamed everybody, and he nicknamed him because he barred his waiters.
But Godwin is kind of a wardrobe anomaly. He don't like anything on his feet.
Okay.
He hates britches.
Yep, britches.
And this is the first time in I don't know how long I've seen him with a regulation hat on, where the top of it ain't missing.
Well, he's got
Yeah, he usually has them dealer's hat.
Dealer's hat.
Well, I like to handle that. Well, that bald head showing.
If you call that a dealer's hat, you might need to call a 1-800 number.
Well, no. It's a dealer's hat. Yeah. And he's bald headed. The reason it's a dealer's hat is bald head shining and blinds you. You can't see the cars good.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I don't think that's scientific.
Godwin, what'd you do this weekend?
No, it's business. It ain't scientific, JD. It's business.
It's business, son.
Yeah.
Okay. Godwin was catching him some big old catfish.
Oh, yeah.
You got any pictures of him?
Big old kitty fish. No.
Oh.
Didn't take no pictures.
What was this?
Memphis.
We're walking in Memphis.
You went to the pyramid.
I went to the Mississippi River Monsters tournament.
Well, what kind of monster did you catch?
40-pounder, as big as I caught.
40-pound? Well, hey.
What's the biggest catfish you caught?
The biggest one, I didn't catch it, but the biggest one I've ever seen was about 98 pounds.
They had 102 weighing.
Big up. Okay. And you could see, they said they caught him on a trot line, but they lied. You could see the webbing marks on his body.
I thought you said you caught him.
No, he said he saw it.
I didn't.
Oh.
Yep. The biggest one I saw. And look, it was so weird.
There it is.
He looked like a prehistoric monster. Because his bottom lip, protruded. It looked like a big giant spade. And it come out like probably a foot, further than his head. It was weird looking.
I had him an op with one head
and
an underbite.
No. Hey, it looked so weird because, this thing was about, good grief. He was as long as that desk they're sitting at.
Did he come out and say, ain't got no gas in it?
No. Yeah.
They weighed in 102 channel.
What's wrong
was the biggest
with
one.
Ain't got
no
gas.
102 channel? Yeah. Not a blue?
Yeah, blue. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Humpback blue.
102.
How much?
They caught one?
Yeah.
On the rod and reel?
Mm-hmm.
I bet that was fun.
Hey, look, I'd never fished this way before. I went up there and got to fish with Bill Dance, which was pretty cool.
Okay.
But you use cut bait, and you turn your boat into the current, and you turn your trailer motor on, and you drift back half the speed of the current. And you have like a 6-ounce weight and two hooks.
So you're dragging on the bottom?
You drop it to the bottom, and you keep your reel disengaged because you're letting line out a lot.
Yeah, okay.
And you just bump it off the bottom. Bump.
Okay.
Bump, bump. And then that sucker grabs a hold
to
it.
And by the time then, it comes in front of him.
That sucker starts to head for the middle of the river and tries to pull that rod out of your hand. Then you know you got to be. Well, I keep saying we'd be reeling, reeling, reeling. I'd say, yes, it's a good one, because it's weighty. And then them bubbles come up. They said, oh, yeah, that's a big one when you see them bubbles.
Oh, no, yeah.
So what do you do with a 40-pound catfish?
Some people take them to a restaurant and they cook them, but when they get that big, they're not good eating. Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't think they would be.
Well, no, they're not. They're too tough. They're too tough. Yeah.
Hold on. So,
but they fall on a rod and reel now.
Oh, yeah. No,
especially if they weigh.
Is an Opelousas catfish the same as a flathead catfish?
Yeah,
same thing.
And how big did you say the one you saw?
98 pounds.
98?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the world record?
The world record is 100.
But what was weird, though, is look, I'm telling you, his bottom lip stuck out like maybe 14, 16 inches further than his top lip, the flathead part.
There was a person a team there, said they had the state record in Tennessee. And the weight or something got hung up in the net. It got off. They said it had been the state record or close.
Well, I'll fix that.
For a flathead?
The record will probably be in Kentucky Lake because the people that are in charge of the lake had to check the dam. Okay, so they hired a couple of divers.
Oh Lord!
And this is I can't remember the guy's name is Nelson. He played scuba. It was a scuba show. You know, he was always in the ocean doing something. Double tanks. Both of these divers had double tanks, so they go down to the bottom of the dam, and look, they got a light, but they're walking right against the bottom of the dam, and they both, you know, they just both, they, after they come up, they tell their story. Tell them, well, we just, it's real eerie down there. It's black. You can't see nothing. You got to have a little light. Yeah, you still can't see much because it's murky. But they felt, you know, I felt eyes on me. You know, that's what they said. They do this with the light. And there's six catfish had swam up behind them. Okay. And the guy said, hey, immediately, you talking about bubbles? Oh, there was bubbles because, hey, they head to the top. Okay.
Sharks and contagious.
Because he said, hey, look, we got out, you know, and the guy sitting there, the state guy sitting there, when they come up, he said, y'all just went down. What's the problem? He said, we ain't going back down. And they said, the guy said, wait a minute, how you got to check the dam? He said, no, you got to find somebody else to do that. And they said, why not? He said, because when we felt real strange, something was looking at us. Mm-hmm. We shined the light, and yeah, something was looking at us. Six catfish that could eat me and these double tanks. He said, so no, sir. We're out.
That story exists at every dam in America. Yeah.
Tennessee, I don't know wildlife and fisheries are involved at the weigh-in, and they get all the catfish in a tank and release back in the river. There's people coming around when you're in the weigh-in line, coming around checking the pH and oxygen levels in your live wells, and it's a pretty big deal. It's nice. It's a good deal.
That just reminded me talking about all these fish. What? An old stone fixing to head south, boys.
Well, get out of here.
Heading south. Redfish. Oh, we are. But it'll be, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. So you're going fishing in Venice.
We're
going
to go red fishing in Venice and blue wing teal hunting also.
Yeah. Y'all going to kill them.
We're going to burn our gun barrels off.
Burn them off, boys.
Good.
That old Bill Gowan right there.
I got to close my computer.
We missed that. Hey.
Look, well, I just said, I fished with him.
Who phoned,
when the show
Bill
was.
Dance was there. Everybody
Bill
was
Dance
one.
Was there, boy.
I was just looking at
Bill Dance. Sounds like a country song.
That's it, boy.
Oh, wait, it is. No. That's it. All right, let's take another break. We'll be back right after
We'll be
this.
Right back.
We'll be back. We're back. Look.
It's
good news time. We've actually got some good news to share. The first one, and I don't know. I know Godwin knows. I know John David knows. I don't know if Cy knows. But tomorrow, what's Becky's title? I don't know.
Runs the world.
Office mother. Yeah. That's what we'll call her because she's like a mom or a grandmother to all of
us.
Becky's husband, Wayne, is a diabetic who's been going into renal failure for probably the past year and a half or so. Well, they did a test, and Becky is a very strong match. So tomorrow, Becky is donating her kidney to her husband to keep him from having to be on full-time dialysis.
Okay.
So, folks at home, if you're listening to this, be sure to lift up the McDaniel family.
It. In
prayer that her surgery goes swimmingly, that Wayne's surgery goes swimmingly, and that there's no rejection. And I mean, how cool is that for a wife to be a match to a husband, to be able to be a living donor to her husband to give him a kidney? I mean, that's awesome. Si, would you give Christine a kidney?
I can't answer that.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm serious.
I'm kidding.
That's one of them things there that, you know, my hat's off to her.
That's incredible. It's incredible that it's a match. And also during this process, they found a small tumor inside of Becky's kidney that she would have never known about had it not been for this. So they're going to actually remove the small tumor before they put it into Wayne. So I mean, that thing could have grown and grown and grown, and she would have never known and could have ended up having kidney cancer and passing away. So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy how the Lord works in all of this, ain't it?
Well, the verse is, the Almighty moves in mysterious ways.
Miracles are still happening.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I mean.
But, like Martin said, y'all please lift up the Daniels family. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
And that nothing will be rejected, that everything in the surgery will go good.
Quick recovery.
Yeah, and a speedy recovery.
I would say it's going to be a lot quieter around the office, but Becky don't make much noise anyway.
Nah, so. You don't even know she's here. Look,
the woman walks around here, she speaks softly, but she carries a big stick.
And she's
if you get out of hand, she takes care of business.
And she's always got the checks.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. Becky's everybody's favorite person because she's got the checks.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey.
Absolutely. But Becky, Wayne, we love y'all. Praying for y'all. Yep. And, you know, man, it's going to be awesome. If everything works out, that's going to be super, super, super cool. So, but anyway, the other good news I found, I was perusing the Book of Faces last night. That's Facebook for
the Facebook.
Book of Faces.
And so this guy, Jesse, I don't know him for nothing. This was just a shared story. Had bought some used tires off an old boy, and he was changing some stuff out. And inside one of the tires was this note. It says, "Logan, if you're reading this note, I expect you're changing a tire. As I write this note, you are 8 years old. Papa Bill is working very hard, always saying this is Logan's truck. There are three notes. I wonder which one of these you will find first. Much love." Thanks to modern technology.
Hidden in the tire.
It was hidden in the tire. I'm assuming this is the grandmother wrote a note about Papa Bill, the grandfather putting this in said tire. Well, these tires end up being sold somewhere, have a flat, whatever. Well, this guy, Jesse, finds the note inside the tire, puts it out on Facebook. They find Logan.
They found Logan via
Facebook.
Has he got Papaw's truck?
No, he didn't have Papaw's truck. They had to sell it due to financial hardships before he got it. But this guy just bought the tires from the truck and then found this and was able to give Logan a note from his grandmother and grandfather, which I think is super cool.
That is because, hey, I didn't get to know my grandfathers, and it's always made me hot.
Yeah.
Mad ain't the word.
I would love to find a surprise note from my grandparents.
Where are the other notes? You know?
Hey, that's what
there's two more somewhere.
Somebody asked on the other one, said, "Did you check the other tires?"
Yeah, that's right.
Check the gas tank.
There might be some money taped to one of them.
Yeah, but I thought that was – see, so every now and then technology and social media – has some benefit to it.
Yeah, and merge for something good.
Yeah, it's not always doom and gloom and all of this. So I thought that was pretty daggum cool. Yeah. I was like, man, that's awesome to have a surprise note from your grandparents that you never knew existed. That's a pretty cool thing.
We need to start writing notes.
Yeah, and just hiding them places.
In this building from the Duck Commander Dad. Because one day this building will be something else. Well, I guess.
If you go look around Willie's house, you'll probably find a bunch of 20s stashed behind pictures.
He hides money.
I don't know. We don't play poker over there much anymore, so he may have quit hiding money in the picture frames. I don't know.
I want Si to write me notes and hide them places for me to find in 40 years.
Yeah.
Well, my kids will probably, when I pass away and leave this earth, they'll probably have a good time going through all the junk that I've got.
You have junk?
Oh, junk. From the fans.
You didn't leave them no notes.
All of life. Okay.
Hey, Si, we need to get to work on your memoirs. Uncle Si's memoirs. Yeah. How funny would that
be? He could have a pretty good yard sale, I'm sure.
You could have
I've had a blast. I'm telling you. You know, my short 73 years on this earth, it has been a hoot.
I think you need to write some notes so you can keep making us laugh.
Yeah, write us
some notes.
Start keeping a journal from here on out. I'd be interested to see what you write about us after we get done with these podcasts.
It is cool to find notes. It's Miss Polly. Well, we talked about that. Left me a bunch of notes when I went up.
Kay leaves filled notes all the time.
It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling to get them.
Notes are a good thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have any more good news?
Good.
Or weird news, strange news, bizarre news?
Bunch of sad news and bad news. Well, no, we don't want that garbage.
No, that's not a welcome. That's not welcome here in the kids' podcast, as Phil and Jace would call it.
Yeah, no, I think that's what we need to talk about.
What, that they referred to us as the kids?
Or the children's podcast?
Yeah, whatever they called us. I ain't worried about
that. I like it.
Huh?
Yeah. We win, by the way.
Well, I like it because I tell you all the time. I just turned 14 this year, boy.
Just turned 14. Yeah. Yeah, I just don't. They
don't never want to grow up.
They're like using that to take.
I ain't growing up.
To take shots at us, but
I ain't doing it.
But he ain't doing it anyway.
That's right. I ain't doing it.
Yeah, I would say if that's how somebody like Phil or Jace referred to us, then I say we're doing a good job.
Yeah, we win.
I mean, if we're known as children because we laugh and have a good time
and smile.
Yeah, then we win. We're winning in the end.
Well, what would their podcast be?
I might go give myself a treat today.
You ask their relative. I got the wrong last name.
I mean,
they may not think it's funny.
They got a good podcast. It's very serious.
It is. It's a little more on the serious side, which, hey, this world needs both. This world needs both sides. They need a serious side where they really dig deep into the Bible and spiritual matters. And they need the lighthearted side where we remind people to laugh at themselves.
And smile.
And we still share the word with them.
That's right. And we do the same thing they do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because that's what I did, all weekend.
What?
We shared the gospel.
Well, that's good news.
Because, hey, that's the deal on my T-shirt.
It's on that T-shirt. Okay.
I'm going to get them by osmosis, boys.
You going to get them by T-shirts?
Yeah. Because I had them ask me, somebody, what are them things on your chest there, sir? And I said, I'm glad you asked that.
Beard hairs.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because now I will tell you Jesus' story in about 5 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's an important story.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's the one we hang our hats on.
What I hang everything on.
It gives us a way out of here.
Yeah. That's why death don't worry me.
Amen.
Okay. All it is for me is my address is going to change.
Change address, boys.
Hey, look, I wish I'd have been at church when whoever preached the sermon on heaven the other day that I missed it. Jason has been talking about it in the blind.
That's Pastor Tom.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
It was the guy that stuck his head in?
No.
No, that's Jeffrey.
That's Jeffrey.
That's Jeffrey. Okay. Anyway, I told him.
I'll send it to you on.
Did you know, JD,
phone?
That one of these days I'm going to be an interdimensional traveler?
Are you now?
Yeah. Intergalactic planetary.
Time will be no issue, okay?
No.
Because I will be an eternal being. Okay?
Yeah.
We only see a little small portion.
What's the first thing you going to do?
Huh? Hey, since time is no issue, okay, and I will be able to blink my eyes and go.
Take a nap.
500,000 miles, okay, and be there, and no time is due, because, hey, I'm eternal.
He's eternal, boys.
That's it. And so, hey, I'm going to see all of what God has created. That's what I'm going to do. Once I get to heaven.
You're going to be a traveler.
I'm going to be a traveler, boys.
Because I'm a traveler.
And then talking about, good grief.
Good night.
You know, there's a mountain of diamonds just laying there. But I don't need none of it. How about that? There's a river of gold.
Can you imagine being so happy?
Ain't got no use for it, boys.
I love it. I love it. Put so simply, there's a river of gold. Can't use it, boy.
But it looks nice.
But hey, but it's really pretty.
It's gonna be pretty.
But just think about all the rubies and the sapphires and all the stuff that God has created.
Oh yeah, whenever that part in Revelation where they describe it about the amethyst of the and all the different colors of the jewels, that's a.
I got you covered.
That's a cool
today's
thing.
Bible verse.
Oh, that's a cool deal.
Unreal.
I mean, you just think about that because you see those colors here. And imagine them magnified.
Well, no, because look, if you look at, look at the bird kingdom, look at the fish kingdom. Because I'm thinking about the parrots that are down in the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
All these bright yellow and reds and blues and purples. You know, these are the birds. And then you go to the fish thing, and it's just, you know, good grief. You know, you talking about a lover of beauty. The creator is He's like an eccentric collector, except, but no, he goes further than a collector. He's the creator of all of it.
And he collected what he created.
Oh, yeah.
And he just spoke all that into it.
No, no. You tell him, hey, that goes, that hits me right in my military training.
That's what he said. He's going back to prepare a command place
for it. Hey, you talking about a command voice. He spoke the universe into existence. Wow. That feels
good. But he went back to prepare a place.
What is that? I don't know.
Can you imagine what that's going to look like?
That was creation happening.
That's incredible. Well, look.
I love it.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Get in that mailbag. We'll be back right after this.
We can get in a mailbox.
All right. We're back. Johnny D.
Oh, we're back. Oh, boy.
hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email address. What's in there this week?
Toby from Denham Springs sent me something that I thought was kind of funny.
Okay.
That's just down what? South.
My man has one tackle box when he goes fishing just for snacks.
Whoa.
I'm in.
Oh, it's a snack tackle box.
He got crackers.
It's a snackle box.
He's got pieces of ham like and snackle cheese. Box.
He's got mini Oreos.
He's got olives.
It's a little too fancy for my liking.
No, no, hold it, JD.
What's that in the top left?
Cilantro?
I don't know.
I can't.
Hey, he's got green and black olives.
Sure. Yeah, well, the other ones is like Kalamata olives or something. They good.
Hey, this boy, I like it. I like his style.
So
he's got a
that's a good idea, though.
Yeah,
a tackle box. A snackle box.
Yeah,
what's that, a box of toothpicks, sir?
Yeah, you got toothpicks.
Wait, are those like little summer sausages cut up in the middle?
That may be.
Yeah.
That may be.
I can't figure out the Zoom.
My man's got a lot of prep work going, but I can appreciate it.
Oh, no. I like it. I like his thought processes here.
I like it.
So I think we need to start that.
We need to design our ultimate snackle box.
Snackle box. There you go. Box. You better put a patent on that word.
And then we should sell it. I think beef jerky and Rice Krispie treats. But I don't eat Rice Krispie treats. What are you doing?
I'm looking at this.
Oh, he's still looking at it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, them are Graham crackers right there.
Sir. Yeah.
Okay.
That is spam.
That ain't Graham spam. That's crackers. That's
not it's pink.
Oh, and then you got your.
he said, "Oh,
oh,
Kalamata.
Kalamata.
You need to go.
What's that green and red stuff?
That's I think olive. It's an olive.
Olive, but that's pimento.
Oh, yeah, stuffed with a pimento.
Yeah, stuffed with a pimento. Okay, yeah. We can have pimento sandwiches. Or little snacks. Crackers.
That's fantastic.
Oh. It is. And hey, he's got
that's actually brilliant because generally I just throw my snacks in like a plastic bag into the cooler and you have to kind of wipe fish slime off of them.
Hey, and
some
the toothpicks is for getting your hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they could be for pegging your sinker.
Fine. And that would, yeah. Fine.
So that's from our friend
you
Toby.
Pick and
Toby,
pick.
Yeah. I like your style.
And he also says, P.S., Black Panthers are real. Up top.
There you go, boy.
I wonder what Toby carries in his ammo can during duck season.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, I mean, if he takes that fishing.
Yeah, he's and got an ammo can.
Hey,
snack
I wish Stone would have been here today. We got to work out this snack pack, boys.
Stone doesn't let you eat good snacks, though.
Snackle
they're
tackle.
Only healthy snacks.
It's a snackle tackle.
Snackle tackle. Boy. All right, well, speaking of snacks.
A big snackle tackle box.
This one disturbed me, this email from Autumn.
Oh.
Autumn, thank you for not telling me where you're from because I would never go there again after hearing this.
Oh, maybe she's from the fall.
I don't know. But she has a food suggestion for us to try. Like we've never eaten it, but I've never even heard of people eating this. It may sound strange, but I promise it is good. No, it's not, Autumn. No. Peanut butter on your corn on the cob.
Wait, what?
No, that's a good waste of peanut butter and corn.
There are some rules. It can't be natural peanut butter.
Why not?
And it has to be corn on the cob. Crunchy peanut butter is preferred, but creamy will do. She's had braces all of high school, so she hadn't been able to have it in a couple years. I think that's a good thing, Autumn.
Yeah.
But it
peanut butter.
She would really
don't
like
go together.
Us to all consider trying it and let her know if we like it.
No,
I'm not trying it.
I ain't trying to
peanut butter. Well,
I'll try it.
I'm gonna try it because
You're running
peanut
good
butter
corn.
On a BLT is awesome.
Well, now that is good.
But and see, you, like, and you'd think, no, that won't work.
Peanut butter on corn.
My father
on
got
so here,
onto
hear
that.
Me, hear me out here.
I'm trying to.
You take that corn on the cob out of a crawfish bowl. It's nice and hot.
Okay.
Mm. Spicy.
That's spicy. A little heat to it.
I still don't. And you put a little peanut butter. Now you got a little sweet to go with your heat.
Nah. Yeah.
I'm interested.
Well, no, because no, I might have to change.
I'm gonna try.
I might have to change my mind. Martin's got a good.
Because
point
that
here.
Peanut butter, when you put hot bacon on it, it melts. Yeah. So when you put this peanut butter on that hot corn on the cob, it ought to melt and make like a glaze.
Yeah.
What about whatever happened to butter?
We just had peanuts.
You can put that on there too.
Butter. You know what makes butter better? Peanuts.
Peanuts. That's right.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, here's the deal.
3-1 3-1
Y'all have to go home and do this.
Well, it ain't crawfish season.
You have to go.
We're going to have to wait a little bit.
Right. We'll do some shrimp. Boil you some shrimp.
Wait the next year.
I will bring it up here and boil it, and we will eat it on the air if y'all actually eat it.
Oh, I'm in.
I'll do it.
100%.
All right, Autumn.
And you have to have a no thank you
portion. But, hey. I don't want the crunchy.
Oh, what?
I don't want the thank you portion. That's one healthy bite.
I don't want the crunchy peanut butter.
Wait, I have to do this too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm not interested.
Are you listening to me?
You got to.
I don't want the crunchy. I want the creamy.
Right, we're not talking.
Yeah, the crunchy we're going to get from the corn. I don't need no more crunch.
I need a crunchy, like you said, the corn.
I'll let all three of y'all try it. If y'all don't make it,
you're going to have a no thank you portion.
I'll do it.
I'm not doing
it. And if you don't like it, you just say no thank you.
I rushed into it too quickly.
I don't like it.
I changed my mind now. Since Martin said, hold it. Take it out of a crawfish bowl.
Yeah.
And then.
Get you a little sweet.
Hey.
With
and
the
then,
heat.
Then a little caramelization on the corn. Peanut butter.
Hard pass.
I think it'd be good.
Oh, stop doing that. My ears.
Hey, I'm hungry.
All right.
I've done good.
All right, well, we'll switch it up. We won't go food. I have one more food question, but we'll go with this guy.
No, let's do another. No.
All right,
I need dessert.
A friend from Cajun country. He wants me to tell y'all that he has a very stocked 100-acre pond.
Oh, yeah. I got
How
that
far
email.
Away is it?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. I got that email.
He's in Louisiana, though.
He's got a very stocked
pond. He's in rain.
If y'all would like to come down south and put a little blast and cast.
He's in rain.
And he's got rice fields, too, that touch the pond.
You know, it's funny, though, he didn't say his name. Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah, that's in there.
So, if we had to pick between Boudin or Cracklins, and you can only have one for the rest of your life, which one is it?
Here's what you do, according to Uncle Si.
A good Cracklin.
You go to the Mississippi River and use the Boudin as bait for catfish.
Lost his mind.
Okay, and then, then eat you a big bag of Cracklins.
Now, here's what I'll tell you, Justin. This is America, and we ain't got to choose. No. I'm eating both.
Free to pick what we want, Justin.
I'm like that old boy in that movie, Radio. Which one you want?
Both.
That thick slabs, homemade ones. That's what I like.
The Cracklins?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Where you get that little rind of fat.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you talking about Cracklin hounds.
If I live down around Lafayette, I'd weigh 450 minimum.
You ain't lying.
I get down there in Boudin and Cracklin country, I'm in trouble.
He's in trouble, boys.
Yeah.
Because when they started putting them things in egg rolls and stuffing them with pepper jack cheese, shut your mouth. Praise the Lord.
I had your mama.
Yeah, I haven't eaten in like 2 weeks. I got to stop reading food questions.
Yeah. Read another.
I don't have another one, luckily. I have one more question.
What's the question?
Okay.
Dexton, from Idaho, living in Utah, he's a man who's into...
He's an Idahoan living in Utah?
Yeah, and he knows... He's into obscure facts.
Did you
know that Idaho is the birthplace of TV, and Utah is where they invented the Frisbee? And he wants to know what Louisiana's famous for, which...
You know what it sounds like?
Boudin and Cracklins.
Thank you.
You want to know what it sounds like to me? There ain't a lot going on in Idaho and Utah.
Well, they made TV.
They had to come up with a TV, and they had to come up with a game where they chunk something in wide open spaces.
Frisbee.
Seems fitting. Yeah, that's what I
think.
We can
come up with the napkin.
What is your shirt?
That's how you can wipe all the grease off your shirt from eating.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Boudin and
Hey,
pigs on the
Coca-Cola was bottled here.
We said, you know what? Coke's good. Let's put it in a bottle. Monroe, Louisiana. Thank you.
Delta Airlines.
Monroe,
have they ever
Louisiana.
Left you stranded? Us too. They were started here, though.
That's probably the problem. So, yeah, I just thought that was a weird one.
What
that
else? Was I'm trying answering. To think. Rattle Trap, Alexandria, yeah. Louisiana. Okay.
The two-reed duck call system.
Uh-oh. Right here.
Right here in this room.
The Judge Spinnerbait.
DuckCommander.com if you would like to purchase one.
See, most of them revolve around food and drink. Yeah. That's pretty fitting for Louisiana.
Yep, food and drink. That's what we do. That's why we're big boys.
That's why we're good at it.
Except for Si.
Yeah. Well, hey, that's been fun. You got us a Bible verse to send us out on?
I do.
What we got?
Well, hit us with it.
Revelation 21:18, and I'm just going to read till I feel like stopping.
Amen.
The wall was made of jasper and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate. The fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth ruby, and the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was gold, as pure as transparent glass.
And guess what? All it's there for is beauty.
Beauty.
Because you'll have no need for the value of it.
And we're going to be walking on pure gold.
But how
gold.
Cool is that?
Yeah.
You can't even imagine all that spectrum put together.
Nope.
That's awesome.
Can't even think about it.
All right.
We're going to be staying in a high polluting place.
Yeah. They may make you put shoes on.
You might have
heaven with shoes,
Godwin. St. Peter's going to tell Godwin, Godwin, flip flopped out, Jack. You got to put on shoes.
Don't you scuff up his gold floors.
Right, right. Don't you scuff up his gold.
Take your boots off before you walk in.
All right. Look, we'll see y'all next time right here in the duck call room. We're out. Yeah.